Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 18th day of the blessed month of Baba. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 404, the Holy Father Abba Theophilus, the 23rd Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was a disciple of Saint Athanasius the Apostolic. He was brought up by him and learned all the spiritual doctrine from him. When Pope Timothy the First, Al-Baba Al-Abliel, 22, when Pope Timothy the First departed, this father was chosen to take his place. Abba Theophilus was knowledgeable, well read in the church books, with full understanding of their interpretation. He wrote many discourses and works of exhortation, urging on the works of charity and mercy, and warning to the people about receiving the divine mysteries without being prepared, and concerning the resurrection and the punishment which is prepared for sinners, and many other useful teachings. The Holy Father Abba Kyrillus, Kyrillus Amud al-Din اللي جاي بعديه, Abba Kyrillus the First, was his nephew, and Abba Theophilus took care of his education by sending him to Abba Serapion in the desert of Skeet. There, Kyrillus studied the books of the church and all its subjects and stayed there 5 years, then went back to his uncle. When Abba Theophilus was with Abba Athanasius the Apostolic, he heard him one day saying, while looking at the hills before his cell, if I find time, I will clear away this hill and build a church in their place for St. John the Baptist and Elisha the prophets. When Abba Theophilus became a patriarch, he remembered that saying, and he talked about it often. In the city of Rome, the husband of a rich woman died and left her with two sons. She took them and much money and an icon of Archangel Raphael, and came to Alexandria. When she heard about the interest of the father, the patriarch, in removing those hills, she went to him with true zeal and gave him enough money to fulfill his desire. After the work was done, a treasure appeared under the hills and was covered with a slab of stone engraved in Coptic with three character of theta, حرف الثيتا. وحرف الثيتا دوت هيفسره البابا ثاوفيلوس ان هو الحرف الاولاني, the first letter in the name of God in Greek, Theos, يعني باليوناني Theos يعني الله. It starts or it begins with theta. وثيودوسيوس الامبراطور start with theta. والبطريرك ثاوفيلوس start with theta. And so when he found after the work was done, a treasure appeared under the hills and was covered with a slab of stone engraved in Coptic with three character of theta, letter theta. When Abba Theophilus saw them, he knew, guided by the Holy Spirit, the secret of these three letters and said, behold, the time has come for this treasure to be uncovered, because these three thetas were gathered together at the same time, and they are Theos, that of God, the Theodosius, the emperor, Lois, son of Arcadius, son of Theodosius the Great, and Theophilus the Patriarch. Each name is starting with letter theta, meaning himself. He found that this treasure dated to the era of Alexander, the son of Philip the Macedonian, which was 700 years before. The patriarch sent to the emperor to inform him about the treasure and asked him to come. The emperor came and saw the treasure and gave a large sum of money to Ava Theophilus. He built many churches. He began by building a church in the name of St. John the Baptist and Elisha the prophet, and he transferred their relics that church. That church was known at that time by the Demas. Then he built a church by the name of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. Then a church in the name of the Archangel Raphael at El Gezira, and seven other churches. As for the two sons of the woman who came from Rome, he ordained them bishops. When the emperor saw the love of the Ava, the patriarch, for building churches, he gave him all the houses of the idols, and Ava Theophilus changed them to churches and lodging houses for strangers, and endowed them with land. Having fulfilled his days in a life pleasing to God, he departed from this world in peace. May his prayer be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.